Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We talked a lot about Joe Biden, Team Demento, the other day. And hate to begin the show with Biden, but I got to tell you, the CIA director meeting with the Taliban? Wow. Talk about giving the Taliban credibility. I mean, Donald Trump said, yeah, we're going to meet with them. They're what? They're a huge swath of the population over there. We're meeting with them. We're pulling out. And we're going to get you a seat at the table. And what did Joey Demento and team do? They screwed the pooch. They went over there, and now the Taliban is got them caught. I would like to meet with your CIA. Bring him to me. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to another day of Stellar Radio by the team, by the kid. When I was growing up, we used to call each other the kid. Oh, man, you're talking to the kid. Anyway, you're listening to the former kid. I'm a grown man now. So here's a story. Washington Post reported. CIA Director William J. Burns held a secret meeting in Kabul with the Taliban's de facto leader, Abdul Ghani Baradar, in the highest level face-to-face encounter between the Taliban and the Biden administration since the militants seized the capital. First of all, Trump didn't meet with these guys until he says, we're pulling out. Trump didn't even issue it to them. He said to the world, we're not going to be your police. When I send our men and women in harm's way, we will have an objective. We're going to have a reason to be there. You want to fight a turf war? America's out of here. And had he served his rightful second term, you know what you'd know? You know what would be happening? Absolutely nothing. All that we'd be talking about is, well, they looks like everybody's finally home now. And they've had the high-level meetings between the Taliban and this, that, and the other. The State Department has worked to, you know, make sure it was a smooth transition, yada, yada, yada. And we'd be talking about winning. The thing we got used to during the Trump time. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Glad you guys are hanging in there with me. Hey, our radio stats are going up, but they can never go up too high. And I'm going to tell you right now, we depend on you to tell others in your circle about this program. That's the only way we're going to do it. I lost a million people on Facebook when they kicked me off for no reason. I lost 50,000 plus on Twitter. They kicked me off for no reason. I should have had 3 to 5 million people on both of those, including YouTube, which I've been kicked off twice. Why? No reason. For being young and beautiful. That's why. Come on now. Look at me. Oh, that's right. You're on radio. So anyway, you get what I'm talking about. You've heard the rumors. So I'm off of social media. We got to have your help. And we also need you to go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Look at our sponsors, the people who do it. Let me tell you why our sponsors are important. They will save you money. They will get you good stuff. Nothing we do is done selfishly. Like, oh, we'll get something and they don't get anything. Everything we had a lady, she wrote to me, Kevin, I ordered a shirt from you. I didn't get my shirt. And I'm beginning to think this is a ripoff. And I sent her a note. And I said, hey, I'm really sorry you didn't get a shirt. Get me the details. I sent it to my number two. I want you to understand the management team of my company is trying to get a woman a shirt. So my number two writes her back and says, we're very sorry. We'll look into it, yada, yada, yada. You know what email I got the next day? Kevin, I got my shirt. It came in today. I'm really sorry. You know, I called you a fraud. I said you were running a scam. I'm not lying. This is what this woman wrote to me. Like, I'm going to cheat her out of a shirt. Another lady wrote to me, very, very nice lady. Kevin, I took your free shirt offer. She goes, I ordered a couple of them. I haven't gotten them. Don't worry about it. She goes, don't even worry about it. I like supporting you. I sent her a note. I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you those two shirts on my nickel. No problem. So we sent them. You know what happened a week later? She wrote me, Kevin, I got the other shirts. No problem. Enjoy the other two I sent you. Now, for those out there trying to run a little scam on me, don't be doing all that now. Don't do it. But, you know, I knew I trusted her. She's donated to us. Look, there is no amount of, if I wanted to get to you people, all you white folks listening to my program, let me tell you how I would do it. I would go on the other side, and you couldn't handle me. Because you can't handle the truth. Because I'd be lying to you, making you think it's the truth. I would be guilting you and your kids and your grandkids into oblivion. You better be happy there's somebody with my level of intellect fighting on this side of the aisle. Because on the other side is riches. I may not find a unicorn, all right? I may not find utopia, but I will be hanging out on yachts that probably I own and have my own staff. That's what I could have. So whenever you think, oh, Kevin's ripping me off, or man, I ain't going to give him no money for his stupid flick fest, and I ain't going to do this, and I'm not going to buy his merch or whatever, understand this. You better be happy I'm not on the other side. I say that tongue in cheek, but there's a part of me that says, understand, I would be a horrible person to fight against. I'm on your side. Going back to the CIA director. So Biden meets with the CIA in less than in months. Trump met with the guy because he says, we're leaving. You can have it. We're done. And he says, we'll have a meeting. We'll bring you all together. Biden has to do it now, quickly, because he's completely screwed the pooch. Can you imagine this meeting where he has dismissed this guy? He's, you know, the Taliban's not going to take over. I mean, no, it isn't going to happen. It's just not going to, flatly isn't going to happen. Oh, shoot. Listen. Mr. President, the phone's for you. It's the new leader of the free world, the de facto leader of the free world, Abdul Ghani. Sorry, guys, I have to take that. That's what Biden's essentially doing. I got to take this. My boss is calling. Hey, Biden, listen, congratulations on your cheat. Listen, good news for you. I want you to dispatch your CIA director. What's his name? Burns? Bernie? Send Bernie over to meet with me so I can publicly sodomize him as I have done you. It's only fair. So Biden dispatched his top spy, they said, a veteran of foreign service. And the most decorated diplomat in his cabinet. I love how they have to credentialize the dude as they're writing a story. His top spy, a veteran of the Foreign Service, and the most decorated diplomat in his cabinet, amid a frantic effort to evacuate people from Kabul International Airport and what Biden has called one of the largest and most difficult airlifts in history. Woo! Man, hey, Vietnam, hey. Richard Nixon, here's your Vietnam back. I trump you. Pardon the pun on that. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. Not just Afghanistan either. We got a lot of news Democrats don't want you to know. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
No surprise at all to see Joe Biden's poll numbers in complete triage. Falling, falling, falling. Now, here's the thing. Just don't believe the hype of where they fell from, because it's a lie. I've talked about it incessantly on this program. Don't believe Joe Biden was in the 50%. Now he's in the 40%. No, he wasn't. Joe Biden, if he was in the 40s, it would have been 41. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Biden and the Democrats have zero credibility. Think about what I just said. Zero credibility. They lie about everything. I've given you a litany of lies that they've told, going from the FISA courts and only prosecuting one guy. Kevin Kleinsmith is the only person who's been prosecuted when they know that these people lied to the FISA courts. Where's Andrew McCabe? Where's Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, all those other people that were complicit in the coup against Trump? Where are they? Enjoying life. Seeing the fruits of their labor. They got rid of a president who would have never allowed what's happening to happen. No way, no how. And if Americans hadn't been slow-boiled to believe everything that we were told, most of these so-called people that represent us would be in prison. Folks, it is time to grow a pair. Yes, I am a misogynist. I will still talk about male genitalia in that manly way. And I've said to many of you, and I don't care if you care to listen to me say it again, but I'll say it 1,000 times. The alpha male will never go away. That is why he is the alpha male. And you don't have to like that, but if you don't, you're obviously not an alpha male. And let me tell you who else won't go away. The alpha female. Translated, conservative men and conservative women. There is no way metrosexual pansy men and hairy arm, underarm, vagina head wearing women are going to rule this planet as long as there are alpha men and alpha females. I'll say it 1,000 times until I can't say it anymore. In case you missed it while you were growing a pair, the Taliban refused Biden's extension. We will not pay attention to him. He is a nobody. That feeble old white man. We don't take care. I'd be laughing at him too. And by the way, absolutely stupendous move by the Taliban. Joe Biden says, we're going to have to take more time, man, for me to get everybody out safely because I really screwed it up over there. And the Taliban says, no, we extended from the time of the real president of the United States, Donald Trump, the one we fear, and now we have Joe Biden. Joe Biden, you get no extension. That's that. So what's he going to do? What's he going to do? I played a clip the other day of a general Don Balduck, and he was talking about it. He says it's going to be at least 6 to 8 months longer. What's the Taliban going to do? If Joe Biden wants to bring in more troops, and oh, by the way, go get those hostages, because they don't want to tell you. You're not going to hear the media talk about this, but there are hostages. There are people. I don't think people know how diplomacy works. When you hear my friend works at the State Department, unless it's some bonehead like Marie Harf, who's a spokesperson, these are mostly spies. So pretty much everybody over there is a spy or supports the agency. They're CIA operatives. Do you think the Taliban is going to, no, let everyone go. Let them go. Show your passport. We let you go because we don't want, we want CIA out of here. You get CIA assets and you can keep them hostage. And you got a guy like Biden that you negotiate with? Man, that's like a money. Ding, 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 ding. That's the money bell ringing right there, Mug. Yeah, baby. Oh, man. This is it. Taliban. I got Strong J. I got to get my hand. Strong J. Because Biden is now backed into a corner like he wouldn't believe. The guy who, I don't want to have to send a bunch of your sons and daughters back over there. He's going to have to do exactly what he said he wouldn't do or didn't want to do. And he's going to have to do it within weeks. He removes our military, didn't tell our NATO allies, you know, the ones that the Democrats were upset that we were making them pay their bills. Well, now they're going, let's see how things work out for you now, Joe Biden. See, when Trump was there, he said, you're going to pay your bills. You're going to be a part of the program. Trump would have had NATO at the table saying, look, here's what's going to happen, fellas. We're getting out of here. You can do what you want. U.S. is out. Big bro is no longer going to fight your battles. Do you have kids in your family? I have big brothers. I can tell you pretty much around the time when my big brothers went, we ain't fighting for him anymore. He can fight for himself. I've probably been in karate, I don't know, 10, 12 years. And I remember my brother Kurt, I hadn't seen him in a while, and I was coming over to my aunt's house, and he was used to slap boxing me. You know what slap boxing is, where your big brother slaps you upside the head? Hard enough to where it hurts, but not hard enough to leave a mark so he doesn't get in trouble. That's what slap boxing is. So my big brother used to slap box me. And he sees me, I'm walking up there with my girlfriend, and he's like, hey, what's up, kid? And he starts trying to slap box me. I just put my foot right on the side of his face. Before he could even get his hand moved, boop, I just planted my foot there and just held it against his jaw. And I will never forget the look on his face when I pulled my foot down. He goes, well, little bro don't need my help anymore. No, I don't. No, I don't. So here's what I'm saying. Big bro, step it out. I'm done. You don't need to help anymore. That's what Trump is saying. And he was prepared to do it the right way. But no. They want to bring in Joe Biden. Captain Demento to the rescue. What would be the theme music for Captain Demento? See, this is where I wish I had unlimited funding. Because I would make a cartoon of Captain Demento. And I would showcase his exploits every single day. I'd have a team working on it. It would be a cartoon with Joe Biden's real face flying around the world, you know, with his compass broken, you know, still using a compass because he's too stupid to use GPS. And a host of other things. Just being a bungler, because that's what he is. That's what I would do to Captain Demento. Anybody want to fund that project? Because it would be so much fun. Getting it up in the morning, having old Jill shit, you know, wake him up because he's snoring too loud. What? Honey, you're snoring. That's the way I sleep. Yeah, but you sleep 23 hours a day. Yeah, I need my beauty rest. I would just lampoon this clown to the way that he should be lampooned. Anyway, you know, we should take notes from the Taliban. No more extensions on this crooked, illegal government. Look, 2022 can't come soon enough for us to vote these clowns out of office and make a statement, including to Dominion. You're not going to influence any elections anymore, even by accident. Oh, it was a mistake one of our people made in Philadelphia. In the meantime, folks, fight them at every turn. Civil disobedience, the MLK, Reverend MLK way. What do you think's happening in Afghanistan? Civil disobedience.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The State Department is telling Americans to leave the Kabul airport. This after it is believed that ISIS has carried out two bombings and engaged in a gun battle against the U.S. military and Afghans that are trying to evacuate the country. One bombing at the airport in Kabul where evacuations are happening, and another at a hotel where people who are trying to evacuate are staying. Indiana Republican Senator Jim Banks saying he's heard some interesting things during his classified briefings on Afghanistan.
I wish every American could hear the Biden team talk about knowingly the mistakes that have been made, the difficulty, the dangerous situation there.
Multiple reports saying at least 13 people are dead and at least 60 people are being treated at a Kabul hospital. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A man involved in the kidnapping plot of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will serve years behind bars. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has the details.
The Michigan man who pled guilty to federal charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. Ty Garvin is the first of more than a dozen people facing federal charges in the case to be sentenced. Five of those men faced trial in October. In his ruling, the judge said he sentenced Garvin to less than the federal guideline of 17 and a half years because of Garvin's cooperation with the investigation of the plot and concrete actions he's taken to take responsibility for his actions.
Cancel culture is apparently coming after the University of Notre Dame's Fighting Irish Leprechaun. A new survey from Quality Logo Products found the leprechaun to be the fourth most offensive college football mascot. The top three were mascots some Native Americans have criticized. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Understand this. This is the answer we've gotten for days and days and days from every podium in this town. Even if this administration does not have the denominator, that is not my question. My question is, can this administration tell the American people how many Americans it has evacuated from Afghanistan? And if you cannot, can you please explain, not the denominator, why can't you just say the number?
Barbara, I think we're just going to leave it at several thousand right now, and I understand that's not a satisfying answer to you. I would tell you that that the number literally changes almost by the hour.
So does everything else.
I understand, Barbara. We're going to leave it at several thousand for right now.
The denominator. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to The Denominator. You know what the denominator is? There's a numerator, and it sits on top of the denominator. And what the Pentagon is saying, what the spokesperson for Joe Biden with this military operation is saying is, we don't know the bottom number. In order to give you 100%, we have to know the count. They don't know how many people, how many Americans are in that third world crap hole that Joe Biden has made, that has turned back into a theocracy. That now he's publicly getting sodomized over and making the American military look pretty feckless and ineffective. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What's the denominator? You would think that we would know the number of people. How many people want to go to Afghanistan? I mean, is your hand up? Because mine isn't. Even in the 20 years that people were going back and forth. Let me just explain how this works. You get a passport. You say, I'm going to go to Afghanistan. Over the 20 years that we were there and brought a level of civilization to it, you would think that the United States State Department could say, yeah, here are all the people who stamped their passports for Afghanistan. So that's the denominator. Contractors, people that went over with the military, etc. You don't think they can give you some basic idea? Yeah, we've got 17,284 people, give or take. Not, as General Kirby said before, well, it's 5 to 10,000.
What?
You hear what he said? Well, all we can say right now is we've got thousands. We've got thousands. You know why they don't want to give you a number? Because they would be held accountable. If they give you a range of numbers and tell you it's thousands, their feet can't be held to the fire.
But if they give you the number, according to State Department documentation, they always talk about data. They talk about science. They talk about exacting stuff until it doesn't work for them. They say things like, if we could just save one life. Well, here's a perfect example of if we could just save one life. And what do? They bag it. You do not want to be, oh, here comes the word, stranded anywhere in any time in your life when there is a Democratic president in this country. They will not get you back. Remember those three black dudes that was shoplifting in China? The basketball players? And Donald Trump called the Chinese and said, send our guys back when he was president-elect. And they did it. Those black dudes better be so happy it was Donald Trump who was president. Remember Tamarisi, who accidentally went into Mexico, took a wrong turn, and stayed the Marine and stayed there over a year? You know who was president? Barack Obama. You know who got stuck in North Korea and ultimately died over there, that young kid? Because he dare steal something from a hotel or, you know, mock something at a hotel. I don't remember his name. Who cares? He's a white kid. But you get what I'm saying, right? For those of the, there are people listening going, is Kevin a racist? What did he just do? I'm mocking him. The point is, nobody cares because he's a white guy. The only white guy you may remember is Bergdahl. You know why you remember him? Because Barack Obama got him. He got that Muslim dude who defected. And you know what he did? He traded five bad guys, five Taliban for that guy. And one of them is the mastermind behind what's going on in Afghanistan. They were reconstituted. You think anybody's going to, you think the media is going to cover that baby black Jesus is really the birth, the new father of Afghanistan? This is monumentally screwed up. Even the airlift right now that's going on, I'm going to read this report. The Biden administration has been an impediment to a private effort to get people out of Afghanistan. Robert Strick, who is arranging privately chartered flights to get Americans and vulnerable Afghans out of the country, said to the Daily Caller, the Brits and South Africans have been effing awesome and heroic in getting people through the mill gate, Strick said. Strick, whose Washington-based lobbying firm was in 2017 paid by the government of Afghanistan for, quote, U.S. government affairs and commercial sector advice, executive branch and legislative branch engagement, defense consultation, strategic advice pertaining to extremism, terrorism, promotion of democracy, and foreign direct investment, said he reached out to the administration dozens and dozens of times, and he didn't hear back. He says, after reaching out to the White House, he received a response acknowledging the request, but got no follow-up. So he started reaching, he said he started reaching out to the administration on August the 14th. He says, what I'm witnessing every day is the very best and the very worst of America. I have seen the humanity of private citizens who are contacting me, pledging their time, monies, and in some cases their lives to bring our citizens and these Afghan patriots out of harm's way, while at times personally experiencing the Biden administration's abject failure to protect its citizens and those Afghans that fought alongside of us. The stories aren't changing, people. And let me tell you, I already told you this. They're going to try to spin this at some point to massage it and make it better. They're going to try to. When the media feels like, hey, we've got people's attention, at least they're listening to us because we are attacking Biden to some degree. You know, we're attacking the process. Keep in mind, they're not attacking him personally. They're just saying, you know, this is a terrible process. The way he did it, it's the way he did it, the way he did it. If Trump were doing it, it would be Trump who would be the boogeyman. It wouldn't be, it's Trump's approach. You know, that's like saying, oh, it's the gun. You know, look at all this gun violence on the streets of Chicago. It isn't gun violence, it's thug violence. But it would be Trump violence. It wouldn't be the gun violence. It would be Trump. If the stuff on the street, the crime on the street belonged to the Republicans, you can be doggone Skippy. They would not be talking about guns. They'd be talking about the people. This is so. Oh my gosh, I'm torn here because it's so good in one respect because we don't need validation. I will tell you this, as God is my witness, I don't care if somebody validates my point of view. My point of view is my point of view, and it's well researched. And so if you want to validate it, if you feel like you agree with it, fine. I don't need you to. I suspect you don't need others to necessarily agree with you. It's your opinion. You formed it. It isn't formed out of stupidity and straight emotion. It's formed from good quality analysis, logic, and reason. So, fine. If you agree with me, great. If you don't, I don't care. Tell you what, man. I hope we get... Michael Bowen. God, this dude is so smart. Oh, I'm jealous of him. I'm glad I discovered him. He wrote an article. I swear we're going to put this up on our page. This article should be... The only problem with Michael is he's too much of a freaking intellectual. You got to have an IQ of about 165 to read his stuff. But luckily for you guys, I'm pretty bright. But I'm telling you, some of the most insightful stuff about this and how the elites are so manipulative... And this is such an amazing article. Maybe we'll cover it a little bit today. I don't know, because it's kind of deep. But you know what? It should have a video discussion. I think Michael and I will have a video discussion about this article. It's just amazing. But it goes to everything that's happening here and the level of incompetence. And is it really incompetence is what a lot of people are asking me. On the Biden side of it, it's total incompetence. Biden is a tool. I don't mean it in a derogatory sense. I mean, he's just a cog in the wheel. But the people behind him, the power, the real power structure, let me just tell you, they are evil people. Very evil. And I mean, think about it. This guy, Stryk, he wants to go in privately and help out. Now, Biden's got the civilian airlines going. Biden should be happy if anybody. It's like Dunkirk. Anybody got a ship? Go get our boys. Go get our people. But they have so much ego. They're trying to figure out what's our exit strategy. How can we get, not an exit strategy in getting out of Afghanistan, what's our exit strategy in getting out of this, the bad optics of the media that they don't even care about the lies. I got to take a short break. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What are you seeing in Kabul since you've gotten back? And is this trade-off we've made with the Taliban, essentially providing safe passage for Americans, have we traded away the possibility of getting Afghans who helped us out by garnering the support of the Taliban to help get Americans out?
Well, a lot of this depends on the will of the Taliban. And do you believe that the Taliban have changed? The Taliban are now on their best behavior. They are saying that they will support an inclusive society. Police are back on the streets here. They are leaving the old Afghan flag in place. They have not gone in and looted or ransacked the U.S. embassy. They are talking about building an inclusive society. They say they need the engineers. They need the doctors. They're calling on Afghans to stay. They say that the previous president, Ashraf Ghani, who left fled the country, that caused panic and that caused a rush on the airport, and they're trying to stop that wound, that outward flow from this country. So if you believe the Taliban, and the Taliban are telling their people that they have reassurances, they're saying, we want the Americans to leave, but this does not mean that others can't leave, that the commercial airport will one day open. But they want the Americans out, and they are doing what they can to make sure that the Americans do leave. And that goes down to coordinating on a tactical level, operating security checkpoints right next to the Americans. So on a tactical standpoint, sticking to the August 31st deadline makes a lot of sense here in Kabul, because if you lose the Taliban's cooperation, the Taliban could, not necessarily, although it's possible, step up violence, but more likely just unleash people toward the airport, stop cooperating completely,
right,
overwhelm the Americans' process, have that process break down. But then, if you step back and you look at what is going on, this is the United States after 20 years. This war used to be called Operation Enduring Freedom, and it's turned out not to be enduring, and they're not leaving behind a society that is free. It is only free according to what the Taliban says it will be free. The Taliban promises that it will be free. So you could also look at this as a tremendously humiliating moment of American humiliation,
right,
leaving, forced to leave on the Taliban's clock and with the Taliban's good graces. So tactically it makes sense, but I'm not sure how history will. I think history will judge this moment as a very dark period for the United States.
The tuck, tail, and run strategy of the Biden administration. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to, folks, go to our website, get our merch, read our articles, download this podcast, tell it to other people, find out the little goodies that we give you back, the things that I promise you will save you money. I save hundreds of dollars a month on a particular medication that Melissa takes, because we go through our Rx help centers, but you go through our site, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and you can get, if your meds are $200-$300 a month recurring for diabetes or whatever, my father-in-law takes a lot of meds, over $700 a month. He pays $60 a month. $60. Old man owes me some money. So go take advantage of this stuff. Everything that we do is time. It's tested by us. If I'm about to get on a chemical so I can lose some weight. I'm not fat, but I'm picking up some weight. And if it works, I'll tell you what it is. That's the way we do it. We roll. We want you to get the best of the best from us. I wish other people were like this. You know, I'll find out my friends. It'll be like, you go to their house and they've got, you know, two new, you know, vehicles, like the, what do you call those, Polarises? I'm like, how'd you get those Polaris? Oh, Kev, I got a hookup. Man, such and such, they were giving these things away for like $3,000 a piece. What? And why didn't you call? Oh, man, are you kidding? And just so you guys know, a Polaris is probably 20, 30 grand. And I'm exaggerating this, of course. But if I found out I could get Polaris vehicles, like their trial vehicles or something, for $2,500, I would tell everybody. I would tell them. But my friends are like, And I'm thinking to myself, why don't you share this information? We share everything. I had an ability to fly around the world when I was a fighter. And the first thing I did, I called my buddy Willie. He listens to the program every now and then. He's my he's like my brother, but he's a lefty. But I called him up and said, "Hey man, we don't have to pay for flights anymore. We got a guy who will sponsor us. He'll cover the tickets." I ended up going on probably 10 flights. I bet Willie took 200 flights. I told everybody I knew. I took Gary and Donna to Hawaii. I mean, you look, I share
Y'all need to give it up. Albert does. Albert always sends me stuff. Thank you, Albert. I appreciate it. So anyway, do you believe the Taliban? Do you believe that? That what's funny that in that article, in that thing, that clip we just played, it says it depends on, this was MSNBC, it depends on the will of the Taliban, how things go. It isn't dependent upon Biden, that brain dead moron. It's not dependent upon the American military. It's dependent upon what the Taliban decides. A bunch of third world goat herders are now in control of what happens. And the guy says they're on their best behavior. Yeah, they are. But they don't really care. They're just, they are going to be on their best behavior for a while, but they don't care. He says, police are back on the streets. Let me ask you, do you think you could go to the police? Hey, listen, Mr. Police Officer, that guy over there stuck an AK-47 in my face because, and the police are going to do anything for you? Jeez. The police are back. The police are back on the street. Oh, hey, good news for the Americans leftists. You can go defund them. Go defund those new Taliban, police. Go defund them. Oh, and hey, you gun grabbers, why don't you go talk to the Taliban about getting those guns off the street? Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of that. Hey, Me Too movement. You don't seem to be very busy over here right now. Why don't you go to Afghanistan and start talking about the Me Too movement and how you demand the Taliban give women a place? That's what Pelosi said. I demand you do this. And the Taliban's coming. We will take all things we do with women per the Quran. You can expect everything we do. It was so funny. They essentially said, women will be our slaves. Oh, too funny. So I don't believe the Taliban. I believe that things, they do. They need engineers. They need doctors. They need all these people. And they're going to struggle because you can't have this autocratic, theocratic government and expect, Iran's okay with it, but even they've got a huge revolt coming. A huge population of Iran are kids that are under the age of 35. Huge. And they want to be westernized. They don't want to live like these, third world goat herders, as I affectionately call them. Anyway, here's what I wanted to actually cover this segment. And it was Captain Demento's wife, his egomaniac wife, who can't stand that Joey's getting all the press. So she forced her way into the media cycle by defending her beleaguered husband. Dr. Biden's press secretary wants an apology from Fox News and the weekend host Rachel Campos Duffy. She's upset by comments that Campos Duffy made about Dr. Biden failing the country for letting her husband run for president. And by the way, many people are now looking more introspectively at Biden and saying, wait a minute, and now I'm not going to try to overblow it. The fact is, everybody, if you're smart, you're looking at Biden because he's adult. You knew he was going to be the person negotiating treaties and contracts, and he's the person that would be over our economy. He's the person that would be setting new foreign policy, everything. Yeah, you had to be looking at him introspectively. But anyway, she here's what she says. This is disgusting. Michael LaRosa said of Joe, this is Joe Biden's press secretary, that she says, Fox News and Rachel Campos, they can do better and their viewers deserve better. I hope they'll apologize to the First Lady and leave this kind of talk in the trash where it belongs. She said, the most patriotic thing Jill Biden could have done was tell her husband to love her husband and not let him run in the mental state that he's in. People are questioning his mental state because people understand. It didn't take a rocket scientist or brain surgeon to figure out how to exit Afghanistan in a quality way, in a way that doesn't make America or our military look bad, and in a way that doesn't disparage the lives lost over the two decades that we were put there. That's what you want to do. You want to salvage it. Now this thing is being described as humiliating and a host of other things. That's what they called it. You heard MSNBC. I got to leave it there, but it ain't over. Not by a long shot.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.